I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday morning, an explosion shook Kabul, Afghanistan. The U.S. conducted a drone strike, killing the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. He helped plan the 9/11 attacks. The Taliban sheltered him in a house, and residents reported al-Qaeda fighters coming in and out of the neighborhood. Living under the shadow of this alliance puts Afghan Christians in great danger. Shoaib Abadi spoke with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The Taliban, they had this big meeting a couple of days ago last week, and the decision was anyone who fights against their regime, they consider them as infidel, or they have to be put to death.
Despite the resistance, Abadi predicts a huge growth in the Afghan church over the next 5 to 10 years. Please pray the love of Jesus will bring true healing to the country. Clean water is a precious commodity in rural Kenya. Dorcas knew she could never waste it. One day, a group of men with big metal creatures came to the village where Dorcas lives. These creatures had long noses, and when they stuck them in the ground, water came out everywhere. Kenya hopes Joy Mueller.
She kept begging the men running the pump, turn it off, turn it off, you're wasting the water. All night long, she didn't sleep because all she could think about was all that water that was being wasted onto the ground.
Later, Dorcas learned why she didn't have to worry. Everything happened according to God's master plan, and that plan was for her good. Kenya Hope brought a well and audio Bibles to her village. Help Kenya Hope deliver clean water and the living water to more villages, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.